Yeah, Myers was out there today practicing, and Clowney's still day to day.
First time as being a head coach and making those cuts. What was that?
I was a head coach at Penn State, but I know. Yeah, in the NFL. Yeah. I got you. I'm just kidding. You know, we're still in that process, Jason. You know, that those things aren't finalized yet, but just speaking on those terms in general, you know, none of that is ever easy. Any guy that's come through here that we've had to release over the last 7 or 8 months, that's a very difficult part of the job for both myself and Rick Smith. Not to speak for Rick, but I know we talk about this a lot because these guys have come in here and really worked hard. They've been professional. They've worked hard in the weight room, worked hard conditioning. They've worked hard on the practice field. Some of them, you know, played decently in the games, but at the end of the day, you have to whittle the roster down to 53 men and 10 practice squad guys. So, you know, that's just the way it works in this league, but it's a tough process.
Bill, do you know how the rotation will work yet with Savage and Keenum for the Thursday game, or do you wait to determine that later?
I haven't really determined that yet, Brian, but both of those guys will play a significant amount in the game.
Will Fitz play at all, or Fitzpatrick?
Haven't determined that yet. But I would say that Case and Tom will get the bulk of the reps.
Bill, how significant is that game as far as what you do or do not do with Keenum and Savage? Or is it? Are you looking at the whole body of work, not just that one game?
Oh, I think you look at the whole body of work, Mark, but I think that game is an important part of that body of work. Yeah, no doubt about it. I've been in situations, you know, like this where two guys are really competing in New England, and you know, a lot of times the guy that played well in the fourth game, he ended up being the number two guy, you know. But I think conceptually you always look at the body of work, and then you determine within that body of work how they played in those games and in those practices, and you try to add it up that way. But this is a important game for everybody that's going to play in the game.
Is there any concern Clowney won't be available for the first week of regular season?
No. As I see it right now, I believe it's day-to-day. I believe that he would be ready for September 7th, as I see it today, James.
You seem to be pointing all injuries toward that one game. You've been very careful with guys. Has that been the plan all along, to be extra careful in preseason and practice to make sure everybody's 100%?
Yeah, John, I think when you look at this roster – I think one of the most important parts of our success this year is going to be the health of our team. And I would say that probably that would be the same for all 32 teams. But I look at our roster, and I know that there are some really good top-line players, there's some really good role players, and it's my job as the head coach to make sure that those guys, that this team is as healthy as possible when the regular season starts. So that has been part of the plan, you know, throughout the whole time, even from April 7th all the way through to where we are now.
So you keep a lot of guys out with this one?
Well, you know, again, I wouldn't say a lot. We're still discussing that. We'll go back up there and we'll meet today, and we'll keep talking about with Cap about where the injuries are right now. You know, the guys that are banged up a little bit probably would hold those guys if they continue to be banged up, because it is such a short week. But I would say that a lot of guys will play in this game.